Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just Bunt here. Beaver is preparing for tonight's UFC podcast. Isn't it, Beaver? You just focus on that, buddy. I'll do a little NFL. I had to talk a little NFL action. Couldn't just let the NFL go throughout the week. I will be coming back with some type of college football pod tomorrow. Might be a little shorter and later in the day, but I'll get something out for you guys because I just have to talk through college football. I've been really enjoying doing those, but had to talk a little NFL. Just want to have some fun here, break down the game a little bit, and then put together a very irresponsible, greasy party parlay for Thursday night football with very long odds. If you do the FanDuel same game, no sweat parlay, you can place a bet. I think it's up to $25. And if it misses, has to be three legs. And then if it misses, you get that money back as a bonus bet in the future. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on here, and that's probably what we'll be focusing on for the NFL pods when Beaver gets back in the saddle with me next week. We're just going to be looking to have some fun. We'll still break down some games and then look for some very greasy, irresponsible parlays. I feel like that just fits the brand. I mean, the analysis and everything is still going to be, you know, serious. We're still going to break down games and try to be give you guys some sharp analysis on that. But as far as the actual bets, I just feel like it fits our brand to have a little more fun with it. You know, we do best ball, which is all top-heavy tournament payouts. We do DFS, which is the same thing. I feel like we should just follow that theme with the sports betting. And you know, we're not trying to just shoot 56% and grind out a small profit in betting. Let's just have some fun with it, give you guys the analysis so you can make your bets. And then if you want to, you know, take whatever path you're going, but, you know, and then just give you the plays that we're making too. So for Thursday night football, real poopy doinker here. Quite the poopy doinker in Chicago tonight. Carolina Panthers going to Chicago. Chicago -3 is the spread. It's a 38.5-point over-under. Let's start with the injuries because there's some key injuries. No Khalil Herbert for the Bears is how it's shaken up now. He is cleared off IR, but it sounds like he's not up to game speed yet, so probably another week for him. No Justin Fields, despite this very weird press conference by Eberflus, Chicago's head coach. Reporter asked him, is he going to play? He said, well, we list him as doubtful. And, you know, he's not just quite there yet. He's got to get cleared. He's kind of talking circles. And then the reporter says, well, I just want to be clear. This isn't making sense. So he's not going to play then. He's out. And the coach said, no, he's not going to play. But I'm not saying he's out yet. So I don't know if Eberflus was like, didn't want to give away that he's not playing and then mess it up and then tried to like retract his words. He wasn't making any sense. Kind of like if I was a Bears fan, I'd be like, oh my God, get this guy out of here. But no Justin Fields. So another week of the French baguette there at quarterback. Defensive side of the ball for Chicago too. It sounds like linebacker Tremaine Edmonds is also out. On Carolina side, no DJ Chark at receiver. So their big play receiver will not be in this one. And no Brian Burns on the defensive side of the ball. Probably their best defensive player is out. Safety Xavier Woods, I believe he's officially listed as questionable. Not sure the latest update on him, so I have to monitor that because Carolina's defense, especially in the secondary, already banged up this year. Multiple guys on the IR. They are getting back other safety, Von Bell, so that should help a little bit. But Carolina's defense, very susceptible overall. So lay of the land here. Bears started the season as one of the best over teams in the NFL, but their last two games have gone under, albeit slightly, just a couple points each, but they are, last two did hit on the under. Same with Carolina, last two games have hit the under. Carolina's 1-6-1 at the spread this year per FanDuel. Just a pretty dreadful season for Carolina overall. Their only win a couple weeks ago against Houston. So far, the money is coming in on Chicago, on FanDuel, and other sports books too. I saw on FanDuel, it's 67% of the money is on the Chicago Bears. The number to know, really, is that NFL primetime games have been hitting the under at a pretty insane rate this season. It's like 22-7 or something, NFL primetime games going to the under. Again, on this one, the total is 38.5. It's hard to see points being scored on this one, given the lack of playmakers on the Carolina side of the ball, especially with Chark out. Because he's really their best deep ball threat. Laviska Shenault has been out. He's banged up. So, I'm already leaning the under on this one. And because, you know, historical data aside, I just think both teams are just going to run the shit out of the ball. On Carolina's side, their offensive line has been dreadful. Bryce Young has been getting banged up. You know, they already sat him like once earlier this season, brought in Andy Dalton, and I think they're going to want to protect him. Short week, Carolina's going to be running the ball like crazy, and I think Chicago getting Herbert back next week, I think Dante Foreman is going to have 25 carries tonight. That's how I'm kind of playing this game, is that it's just going to be insanely run heavy. You know, Chicago does have DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney, obviously, who could break this game open, but Badgett threw three picks last week. They're probably going to want to just take the ball out of his hands a little bit. He was very good in the rushing game. He had like 70 rushing yards. Carolina defensively, oddly enough, has been one of the best defenses against rushing quarterbacks. Now, that may be opponent induced. Maybe they haven't played that many good rushing quarterbacks. So just wanted to call that out. Maybe his rushing won't be there like it was last week against the Saints. So I think very run heavy game. In fact, when I'm plugging in my greasy party parlay here, one piece I am putting in is under alternate total 31.5. So that basically takes away a touchdown from the projections. And I like Dante Foreman first team touchdown score. Now, this isn't first total touchdown score. You can go in the touchdown scoring tab and find first team touchdown score, meaning Dante Foreman will be the first player to score a touchdown for the Bears. Foreman's rushing props are not listed yet. This is probably because of the uncertainty around Khalil Herbert. And the books just want to be 100% certain that he's not playing, or if he somehow is active, you know, how to get a feel for how much he will play and take away from Foreman. I wish Foreman's props were listed because, again, I think Foreman gets 25 carries tonight and the Bears just pound him into the ground at home on a short week. So that's really my read and how I think this game's going to go. So I like Foreman first TD score for the Bears under alternate total 31.5. And I'm kind of open to, if you want to do a third leg here with like Bryce Young under passing. So right now on FanDuel, his line is 215.5. It's -113 to the under if you want to play the under. Again, the problem with Bryce Young has been the offense line. People want to bash Bryce Young. Excuse me. I think if you gave this kid a good offense line, better weapons, I think he's going to be fine if he's in the right situation. But he's not right now. And now he's going on the road, and I feel like under 215.5, a number he's only surpassed that three times this season, and the one was when he threw for 217. Don't mind the under there if you want to plug that in as your third piece. But I really see this game tonight, guys, being like 16-13, like 16-10. So I don't think it'd be the craziest thing in the world if you wanted to plug in a parlay that had like Carolina +3 with Chicago money line. And if you did that, if you did under 31.5, Dante Foreman first team touchdown score, Carolina +3, Chicago money line, that's almost +7,500 odds. Okay, so $10 would win almost 750. Pretty greasy, pretty disgusting. But I do think this game's going to be close. I don't like the Carolina +3. I feel like Chicago's defense has kind of come on a little bit. I just like Chicago's the energy around their roster right now so much better than Carolina's. And again, Chicago at least has some playmakers at receivers. Like, you're breaking down this game, who's going to break this game open? It could be one of those Chicago receivers. For Carolina's receivers, I will say that Thielen last week was kind of in a tough spot. Indy really focused on taking him away in the slot. Chicago has been much more vulnerable in the slot. So I think Thielen could bounce back. His over-under yardage is 68.5. Total receptions at 6.5. I'm not really touching that either way. I'm not about to spend my Thursday night getting burnt one way or another by freaking Adam Thielen. But did want to call that out, that he could bounce back. So let's just say you wanted to do under 31.5. Dante Foreman first team TD score, and then, you know, Chicago money line, maybe an alternate spread, Carolina +6.5 to make a little bit neater. $10 with that would win $431. So that's probably what I'm going to plug in here, is under 31.5. Get that total down even more. Again, I think it's going to be 16-13, 16-10 type game. Boring as hell. You're not going to want to watch it. Fire up the Amazon Prime. Fire up the, well, that's what the game's on, Amazon Prime. Fire up Netflix for half the game. You're not going to miss anything. I think it's going to be very low scoring. So I think it is interesting to play with Bears money line, Carolina. I'm plugging in Carolina plus 6.5 alternate spread. So $10 on that four legger would pay 431 plus 4,300 odds. You know, just a little something fun to get the juices flowing to start the NFL weekend. Again, I'm going to be back tomorrow for some type of college football pod. I'm not going to be missing those. Might be shorter, might be later in the day. We'll get something out regardless. Look for the UFC pod tonight. Those are always fun to listen to, even if you don't like UFC. Turn them on. Have a good time. And we will have a DFS pod this weekend from Cash in Beaver, Australia. We'll be talking to you guys soon. Good luck out there. More coming soon. Love you, Australia.